Interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin.
From the inside cover, over at the West Australian, it's Ben O'Shea.
Yes, a very good morning, Ben O'Shea.
G'day, Blackers. How you doing, mate?
Yeah, good, mate.
Wishes of the season.
Yes, you
everybody
too, mate.
Down there?
This is our last chat for the year.
Oh, it's sad. It's sad to come to the end of the year. Have you got your Christmas shopping done?
Oh, I tried to do some yesterday. I went to race down to BCF around here in Bunbury to get some stuff for my nephews because they love fishing. And I sort of went down there about 11:30, about 12, you know, lunchtime-ish, and I couldn't get a park anywhere. There were people parking on verges, and the building was just absolutely overflowing with people and Christmas shopping. And so I gave up. So as soon as I get off here at 9 o'clock this morning, I'm heading to BCF.
Mate, it's not just down there. It's pandemonium up here. A reader sent me a photo of their handiwork in a car park at a big shopping centre up here. Their classic case, if they've parked perfectly, someone's come in and really encroached on their parking bay.
Yeah.
And this poor woman couldn't get her four-month-old baby into the car because she was blocked on that side. So she's left them a note, stuck it to this person's windscreen using female sanitary products. And the language in it, I won't read it out because it's a family radio station, but I tell you what, I hope she doesn't kiss her baby with that mouth.
What else is going on?
Well, it's that time of year where you start to look back on what's happened in the previous 12 months. So just want to give a plug to next week when I'm going to look back at all of the best inside cover stories of the year in review. And just to give you a bit of a teaser, do you remember Dennis Jensen? The former Liberal politician who got dumped at the federal election after reports surfaced that he'd published a very racy book.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, there were a few excerpts published of this book, The Sky Warriors, and it made it seem like it was, you know, 50 Shades of Grey, except featuring, you know, sort of an Indonesian general.
That's a picture I don't need in my mind.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I bought the book in the purposes of research, probably $6.75.
Of course.
Which, I just letting you know, I couldn't claim it. I never got that money back. I searched through it. The word breast, which was only mentioned three times, so it was the least racy book you could ever imagine.
Oh, really?
Yep. F-18, on the other hand, 179 times. So that'll tell you what his priorities were.
Right. Okay, cool. So that's going to be next week, is it?
Yeah, next week, starting from Boxing Day.
Right.
So something for you to read over the holidays.
Well, we heard the news that there's going to be a crackdown on codeine. Common painkillers will require a prescription from 2018. On the line, I have the Vice President of the AMA in WA, Dr. Mark Duncan-Smith, on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, good morning.
Do you think this is a good move?
Look, I think it's a very important move. I mean, people that need to understand that codeine is growing as an abusive substance. The number of deaths from codeine has doubled since 2000 to 2009. And this is a good move to protect the community and reduce its abuse.
Is it addictive, codeine?
Absolutely, absolutely. It falls under the opiate group, so really in the same category or similar category to morphine and pethidine. And that's the reason that it's abused. It's often used in combination with other painkillers as well. And it's a very common source of overdose as well.
Oh, rightio. So what would people use instead?
Well, look, studies have actually shown that the recently released analgesics, including ibuprofen and paracetamol, are actually more effective than codeine-containing painkillers. And another study showed that codeine was no better than placebo, which is really just a sugar tablet, at reducing cough in the common cough and cold.
Rightio. So what do you use yourself?
Well, if I've got... I basically use... It depends what it is. If I've got this sort of... sore aches and joints in the morning, I'll have a bit of ibuprofen. If I've got something like a little bit of a headache, I tend to use Panadol.
If it's this important and this bad, having codeine easily available across the counter, why is it taking until 2018 for this to come into effect? Do you know?
No, I don't know. And that have to be related to stakeholders and the politicians and legislation. I don't know why there's that delay, but basically the statistics are showing that this is just an emerging problem, drug problem, both within Australia and internationally. I don't know why the delay is, but it certainly needs to happen.
Rightio. Have you done any Christmas shopping?
No, I haven't. I've got Saturday.
You're just like me. You're hopeless. Dr. Mark Duncan-Smith, Vice President of the WAAMA. Thank you very much, Mark. Have a great Christmas, you and your family.
You too. Merry Christmas. Stay safe.
Christmas time is fairly stressful, and I've got a psychotherapist by the name of Shane Warren on the line who's going to talk about your whinge list. G'day, Shane. How are you going? First of all, Merry Christmas.
Hello. Oh, thank you, and to you.
Please explain to me what you mean by your whinge list.
Look, it's coming from a perspective where we actually look at the fact and think, you know, sometimes there's a bit of cathartic kind of healing in having a good whinge. So my encouragement to people at this time of year, people are often feeling tired. They can be often stressed from those push buttons that family give us, and even just from having a pretty tough year. So my idea is sit down, write the whinge list, just create a big list of that and put it aside for the moment. In the new year, when we're feeling a little bit more energized and refreshed, let's go back to that whinge list and we can then start building on some creative solutions and some resolutions around it. But let's just get it out of our body, out of our head.
Right. Okay. That's not a bad idea, actually. I could probably fill out a couple of A4s.
As long as you want it to be.
What about yourself?
You know, it's one of those things that you kind of want to look at, isn't it? Like, you know, so on my angle, like, I very much encourage it for my clients. I encourage it for myself. I mean, like, this year, I can reflect on this year, I've had a tough year. A lot of kind of, you know, crappy things that happened. Some things out of my control. My life's been touched by better to death this year. You know, friends passing over.
Yep.
Those kind of things. So but that's outside of my control. So I can add it to my whinge list because there's still a factor of that. There's something I can learn from it. I can be a better dad. I can be a better brother. I can be a better son by learning from those kind of things and watching my, you know, my young friends, my peers die. That taught me something. But then on top of that, you know, on top of the whinge, the criteria, you know, like I've had some clients who have just driven me crazy, you know, on my corporate world particularly kind of stuff, you know, people really asking a lot of me and demanding of me. So that's been really pressurizing for me. And I can look at that now. And as I move forward, I can start going, well, what's some solution around that? You know, some of these clients, do I need to take them on? Do I need to have these people? Yes or no? You know, that kind of situation. Should I maybe renegotiate the agreements and the terms of our relationship and moving forward, those kind of things? Talking about relationships, my partner drives me crazy. What is it about my partner that's driving me crazy?
Yeah.
You know, those kind of things. You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we all have multiple things that go on our list. And my challenge, as I said, is really create the list now, put it aside, enjoy Christmas. And then, you know, in that New Year's, we're all full of new resolutions, motivations, those kind of things, let's start thinking about, well, what are kind of the creative solutions in that that I can look at? And like I say, some of them out of our control. So what we need to do is often just acknowledge that and recognize, I got no control on this one. So I need to work on how I accept it.
And also, if something really annoys you and you write it down on your whinge list and you think it's a big thing right now, if you put it away and then go back to it early in the new year, you might look at it then and go, well, it's not really a big thing at all. I'm over that. Let's just move on.
Spot on. And that's right. Because that's real-time kind of moment, isn't it? It's like real-time anger, real-time resistance kind of stuff. I put it aside, forget about it, it's gone.
That's a great idea. Your whinge list, write it down and then go and have a look at it the new year.